Time for the business news now from Gail.
Thanks, Audrey. European Union ministers are meeting with top US trade officials in Brussels to apply more of the July EU-US trade deal, as well as seeking to cut US tariffs on EU steel. They're also looking to remove them for goods such as wine and spirits. It's been a turbulent year for the global drink sector, marked by tariffs, trade tensions, uncertainty, closures and production disruptions. Joining us on the line now from Japan is Pat Rigney, Chair of Drinks Ireland and founder of Drumshambo Gunpowder Irish Gin. Good morning, Pat, although I believe it's the afternoon in Japan.
Yes, it's early evening over here. Good morning, Gail.
Good morning. So, Pat, is Asia becoming more important as a drinks market, especially following US tariffs?
Well, I guess it was always an important market, but with 50% of our exports, you know, over time to the United States, I guess we've had a lot of focus in that area and Europe. And now we're looking at Asia. We're in Japan. Right now, you know, signing up a new importer. I've just come from China. There's lots of opportunity here, but it is expensive and it does take time. And you have to be here in the marketplace. You have to be front facing and you need to be very resilient to get things up and running in this part of the world.
And what about the popularity of Japanese whiskey? Would that be competition for Irish whiskey on other markets?
Japanese whiskey is of a very high quality. But Irish whiskey competes with American whiskey, with Scotch, right across the piece and competes very, very well. So in this part of the world, Japanese consumers, certainly in our case, in relation to Drumshambo Gunpowder Irish Gin, they're very excited about it and looking for something new and different, a brand that has a great story and is well put together.
EU and US officials are meeting in Brussels today to discuss applying the July trade deal. How optimistic are you that tariffs on wine and spirits would be reduced?
Well, we're hopeful. I mean, you know, we started the year with zero tariffs. Then there was a threat of 50%. Then we went to 10% and now we're at 15%. We need to get back to zero for zero as soon as possible, which we had been since 2017, 2018, and we have thrived, and our cousins in the US in the industry also want to get back to zero for zero. So it's doing nobody any favours to have a tariff on exports to the US at the moment.
At the start of the year, it's likely there was some stockpiling ahead of the tariff. So how are our spirits or whiskey sales likely to be affected this Christmas in the US?
We're in growth, I'm glad to say. I think that the big challenge will be for new entrants into the marketplace, because, you know, if I'm an importer and I have to pay a tariff on something that isn't proven, you know, it is a barrier to entry into the marketplace. So I think for new SKUs and that kind of thing, it is definitely a challenge. But I think the market overall, even though it's quite challenging and there are stock issues in the US, I think, you know, there's still room to, there are pockets of growth. That's what we talk about to our team all the time. There are pockets of growth, but you have to be in the market and you have to, you know, you have to work hard to give yourself the best chance.
And Pat, taking up the role as Chair of Drinks Ireland 2 years ago, you said the rise in local Irish distilleries and breweries has transformed the rural Irish economy. How is this economy faring now as you'll be leaving the role shortly? What has changed?
Yeah, well, first of all, I'd like to say, you know, my overriding thought is one of pride in the industry over the last number of years, how they, you know, the amount of work that's gone into start new distilleries around the country, in every county. And while it is challenging, they're a very resilient bunch, and I'm very optimistic about the future.
Okay, Pat Rigney, Chair of Drinks Ireland and founder of Drumshambo Gunpowder Irish Gin. Thanks for taking the time to join us on the programme on the line from Japan this morning. We'll have more business in the next hour.